I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship. Magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together as we think about love on this Valentine's Day.
Lord, I come to You. Let my heart be changed, renewed, flowing from the grace that I found in You. And Lord, I've come to know the weaknesses I see in me will be stripped away by the power of Your love. Hold me close. Let Your love surround me. Bring me near. Draw me to Your side.
Thank You, Father, for loving us. For loving us before we even knew You existed. You showed Your great love for us by sending Your Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us while we were still sinners. There's no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends, and You have called us friends. It's Your command that we love one another in the same way that Christ loved us. He gave Himself for us. You so loved the world, Lord, that You gave Your only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. We praise you, Father, for what you have done. Help us now, Lord, to love one another, even as you are love.
If ever I've loved you, dear Jesus, it's now.
Thank you for joining us for this call to worship as we reflect on the concept of love, God's love, on this Valentine's Day. A special thanks to those of you who have written to us or have sent a message to us directly from our website. It is such a blessing to hear how that this program is being used of God in your lives. Many of you have stopped by our Facebook page and left comments there. Thank you. We appreciate your prayer support and your donations to this ministry. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That's Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're also able to make a contribution safely and securely on our website. That website address is calltoworship.us. You'll also find a playlist for all of the songs you hear on our programs, as well as other information about this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us.
Thank you. angel stood with flaming sword at Eden's darkened gate. The frightened family faced a world now filled with Satan's hate. These fallen children God so loved were lost in fear alone. Now love would spare no cost to bring them home. Love found a way. Love found. Our hearts can hold the price love chose to pay. All hope was gone till Easter's dawn. We are free because love. One nation rose to bring one man, a virgin womb conceived. A man who died and rose with life for all who will believe. For every child of Adam's race who longs to leave despair, the road that leads us home to love is there.
This is your call to worship as we focus on the love of God.
Jesus is our Lord, He is
Hallelujah. the highest heavens, deeper than the deepest sea, wider than I can ever imagine. Your great love for me, your great love for me. Oh, thank you, Lord. Your love is higher than the highest heaven.
The deepest sea.
Your love is wider than I can ever imagine. Your great love for me.
True love, and the source of our love for each other, comes from the Creator of all things. He first loved us, and we love Him as our Creator, as Lord of our lives, and our Savior. We find these words in Joshua 22, "Be very careful to obey all the commands and the instructions that Moses gave to you. Love the Lord your God. Walk in His ways, obey His commands, hold firmly to Him, and serve Him with all your heart and all your soul." Loving God is the most important commandment to us. Mark chapter 12 says, "One of the teachers of religious law was standing there listening to the debate. He realized that Jesus had answered well, so he asked, 'Of all the commandments, which is the most important?' Jesus replied, 'The most important commandment is this: Listen, O Israel, the Lord our God is the one and only Lord, and you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength.'" We should love our enemies. As Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5, "You've heard the law that says, 'Love your neighbor and hate your enemy,' but I say, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. Pray for those who persecute you. In that way, you will be acting as true children of your Father in heaven. For he gives his sunlight to both the evil and the good, and he sends rain on the just and the unjust alike. If you love only those who love you, what reward is there for that? Even corrupt tax collectors do that much. If you are kind only to your friends, how are you different from anyone else? Even pagans do that. But you are to be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. We should love our Christian brothers and sisters, as we find in 1 John chapter 4. Dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. But anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through him. This is real love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us, and his love is brought to full expression in us. And God has given us his Spirit as proof that we live in him and he in us. Furthermore, we've seen with our own eyes and now testify that the Father sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. All who confess that Jesus is the Son of God have God living in them, and they live in God. We know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in his love. God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. And as we live in God, our love grows more perfect. So we will not be afraid on the day of judgment, but we can face him with confidence, because we live like Jesus here in this world. Such love has no fear, because perfect love expels all fear. If we're afraid, it is for fear of punishment. And this shows that we have not fully experienced his perfect love. We love each other because he loved us first. If someone says, "I love God," but hates a Christian brother or sister, that person is a liar. For if we don't love people we can see, how can we love God whom we cannot see? And he has given us this command: those who love God must also love their Christian brothers and sisters. Love between a man and a woman, as husband and wife, is described in God's Word as a top priority in Ephesians 5. For husbands, this means love your wives just as Christ loved the church. He gave up his life for her to make her holy and clean, washed by the cleansing of God's Word. He did this to present her to himself as a glorious church without a spot or wrinkle or any other blemish. Instead, she will be holy and without fault. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as they love their own bodies, for a man who loves his wife actually shows love for himself. No one hates his own body, but feeds and cares for it, just as Christ cares for the church. And if we are members of his body, as the scriptures say, a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one. This is a great mystery, but it is an illustration of the way Christ and the church are one. So again, I say, each man must love his wife as he loves himself. The Song of Solomon describes love as it describes love between a woman and for a man. There are phrases like, "My beloved is mine and I am his." "This is my beloved, he's my friend." "I am my beloved's and his desire is toward me." "How beautiful you are, my darling, how beautiful." "Your eyes are like doves. You are so handsome, my love, pleasing beyond words." And love is all about loving others. Often referred to as the love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13 says this: "If I could speak all of the languages of the earth and of angels, but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all of God's secret plans and possessed all knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could move mountains, but didn't love others, I'd be nothing. if I gave everything I have to the poor, and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it, but if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. Prophecy and speaking in unknown languages and special knowledge will become useless, but love will last forever. Now, our knowledge is partial and incomplete, and even the gift of prophecy reveals only part of the whole picture. But when the time of perfection comes, these partial things will become useless. When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things. Now, we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror. But then we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete, but then I will know everything completely, just as God now knows me completely. Three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love.
Shepherd of love.
Call to worship topic on this Valentine's Day has been love. I'm happy that you joined us and pray that this program is helpful to you. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page and visit our website, www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. You can also listen to programs on our website and find other valuable information, including a list of songs that you've heard on today's program. That's Call to Worship. .us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
The Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turned His face away. As wounds which mother chosen one bring many sons to glory. The man upon a cross, my sin upon His shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held Him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom. My ransom.